kingly confidence, masculine mastery, fearless freedom. Welcome to the podcast that supports you to show up in the world as the unapologetic, unfuckwithable, free-loving king you were born to be. Join Masculine Mastery Coach Mark Usher on a journey to releasing conditioned stories of unnecessary stress, struggle, and shame, while unlocking unlimited levels of inner peace, power, and prosperity in every area of your life. Fearless freedom comes to you as you self-authorize your masterpiece life, knowing in your truth, you move with nothing to prove. You are enough. And now, Mark.
To be the husband your woman brags about, you need to set your daily life up with habits of connection, habits of creative activities or things that you do and say that just keep fueling and feeding that boiling water. We're always talking about that. Repetition is mastery. The feminine sexual center is like water. You need to keep it at boiling hot temperature. Not pretending that on date night, with date night heroics, that you're going to like just bring the full fire and just have magic happen on these, what to the feminine are rare moments. No, it's the little moments. The lining up the dominoes of moments of connection, moment to moment, day to day, throughout the hours of the day and the days, tread into the weeks and into the months and into the years. And when you tread up, when you have habits of connection that are these little mini dominoes, just bring it up in your mind, like this long list of dominoes. So you're with your woman now, your wife, and you're married, and you know, like, I'm assuming, you know, you've got to assume, but like, maybe it's not there. But working off the foundational assumption here is that it's your intention to create a long, fulfilling, sexually connected, passionate marriage with your woman. Working from that assumption, you know, I want you to visualize, you know, whatever amount of years that you desire to have ahead of you, you know, happy, healthy years for both yourself and your woman. Just imagine for a moment, slowing down here to speed up, imagine for a moment that there's like thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, even millions of tiny little dominoes lined up between here and your day when you meet your maker, when your time is up. Every single one of those dominoes is like a mini thing you, and even thoughts are important too, but it's like things you say, things you do that help create a beautiful, loving, sexually energized connection between yourself and your woman. And having habits that allow you to do that, that you know, these are like high leverage things that are proven to work. When you tread those in and you slowly but surely expand your library of habits that you do on a consistent daily basis that naturally create that connection, create that sexual energetic level of attraction, just that primal attraction between yourself and a woman. I mean, that just makes life easier. When I'm coaching guys, and I know my own blind spot, like there can be this part of a lamenting part of our psyche that's like, it's just so hard. I mean, it's like almost like there's this monster that we face every day of like the overwhelming demands monster of modern life, putting so much on our shoulders as modern men, as husbands. Our women's expectations are off the charts compared to what, you know, our mother's expectations were of our dad and previous generations. I mean, the expectations to show up in the parenting arena, etc., with the overwhelming demands of the non-stop. Like, have you seen how technology, the economy, the world is changing? How do you keep on top of all of those demands and just keep a marriage connected with a red-hot sexual passion? Like, wow! It can seem so difficult, yet calling our own shit, it's like it's a bullshit story to keep on complaining. Complaining never transforms anything. So stripping it back, implement habits. You're not missing connection. You're not lacking connection. You're not lacking sexual passion with your woman. You're lacking the habits that create that end result. Today, it's one of the most potent, powerful habits. And I say habit, but it's like a habit. When something becomes a habit, it's easier to do it than not to do it. It becomes a way of life. This is one of the most important habits to do on a daily basis, and not just once a day. Like, it's a way of life. It's like several, many times throughout your day, is appreciating your woman. It's noticing what I would say are the little things before she fucking is diagnosed with cancer, or some bad shit happens her, or happens you, or she fucks off with a different guy who will notice. And you know, I mentioned earlier on, it's like modern women. It's a good thing. Their expectations have risen. Their standards of what they're expecting of their men, you, the standards have risen. They want more. They know they deserve more. You can point to wounds that they bring in and say, well, it's unfair that they're projecting from me. And like, maybe sometimes, you know, the wounded feminine goes to far side. But like, they've seen their mothers not being appreciated. They've seen their mothers and women beforehand, you know, play social roles that they felt that the feminine, the womanly essence was suppressed. So they want more. And hey, can that be intense? Yeah, but like, this podcast is about you stepping into extreme ownership. So it's like, you know, the masculine grows by challenge. So meet that challenge, but meet it wisely. Meet it with high leverage. The ultimate turnoff for the feminine is being taken for granted. It's like the same shit, different day. You know, there's just this unspoken essence of, she looks at you and she knows. It's like, this fucking dude, I mean, he just wakes up every morning and he knows I'll just be there. And I mean, he brings the same game. It's fine. He's a nice guy. You know, he's there. He does certain things. He helps me out. You know, we speak. Or maybe sometimes they don't speak that much, but it's like he shows up. A woman can minimize and normalize a lack of energetic sexual connection to a point, and like just suppress her desires away and just get busy with life and busy with parenting and busy with, you know, upgrading the house and busy with her friends gossiping and busy with all that is meaning life and busy with parenting and busy with, you know, upgrading the house and busy with her friends gossiping and busy with all that is meaningless shit to her. But it's just like a way of suppressing and coping with the fact that, you know, it's dead. Her man just is not, doesn't see her, sees through her. It's like she feels transparent. And the feminine will feel like this. And many, the majority, I would say, of women really suppress their queenly goddess center, which would fucking unleash the fires of hell on you fully. Maybe, like, have you felt the fires of hell? Like, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Was it William Congreve? Forgetting the dude's name, but he came up with that. It's hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And a woman scorned is a woman that's not appreciated, ultimately. Slowing down to, you know, the art of relationship polarity. The masculine, as I've already mentioned, grows by challenge. Remembering, repetition is mastery. We as men, you as a man, have a masculine core and a feminine core. The masculine core is your directional leader core. It's like the power of truth, your conscious presence, this profound stillness inside of you. I mean, there could be 20, 30, 100 other things that could describe in greater depth and detail what your masculine core, but that's sort of the snapshot of the masculine. The feminine core in you and in your woman is like, it's the emotional aspect. It's your body. It's the sensory, sensitive, feeling body, bodily experience. There again, it's an oversimplification. That's the feminine part of you and of your woman. A level of attractiveness. You need to keep 90% in 90% of couples, the man in the couple holds the masculine core and the woman in the relationship holds the feminine core. So you, the masculine part, you've got to show up in a way that you grow by challenge. It's like you take on the challenge of the relationship. You ask proactively for feedback, you know, like from your woman. You grow by challenge and she feels your manliness. She feels your masculine core attraction to you. The feminine core grows by appreciation. So it's not that there's not a part of you that would like to be appreciated by your woman. But if you lead with that, it's like, oh, but you know, you want me to appreciate you, but you need to appreciate me. It's like it gets inner childish, which doesn't mean that that's wrong, that you have a part that wants to be appreciated, but from an energetic perspective, it's way more potent for this, for the rooted groundedness of a powerful relationship and marriage. It's way more important energetically that you find a men's group, powerful men on the side, a mentor, a men's coach, that you get that validation, you get that appreciation from a male source, that you don't come to rely upon the female validation of you. This is masculine and feminine core. This is like to be the husband she brags about. This is the game. So I just want to put that in because some guys can get a bit sort of triggered and go, oh, but it's like it needs to be honors even. It's like it's 50-50. It's like, you know, it's like why do I have to appreciate her when she doesn't appreciate me? I get it. But if you stay with that perspective, like, well, here's the thing. How's that working out for you? There's tried and tested masculine and feminine dynamics that and teachings that reflect the inner truth, that there are differences in how we spiritually, energetically, psychologically show up in a relationship and what works. And what works is that the masculine core appreciates the feminine core. The feminine in your woman, see it like a wilting flower. It's like if you have a flower in a pot and you don't water it, I mean, it starts wilting. It's not that the flower is broken. It's not that there's anything wrong. It's not that it's diseased. It's not that it needs fixing. It just needs a little trickle of water consistently, and it'll be in full bloom and the full vibrant beauty, the greenness of the leaves, whatever the vibrant color or colors of the flower. I mean, it's on full show and splendor and it's fully attractive when watered frequently. That's the same as the feminine core in your woman. And appreciation is the easiest way of going at that. Remember, it's the polar opposite of taking your woman for granted. Appreciation by definition, or by the root mechanism underlying it, is adding value to something. If you think in economics, you know, the appreciation is adding value to a currency or adding value. So it's adding value. It's the conscious practice of adding value to your woman in front of you. And it's a practice to support the feminine, your woman. It's a beautiful thing. It's actually one of the most beautiful experiences for a woman, is to fully receive the uncensored, grounded appreciation from her man. Yet it's a practice for you too. Don't forget, it's like this practice for you is your nervous system. The more you practice this, the more your nervous system looks out for it. Where your attention goes, the energy flows. Well, where your attention goes repeatedly, the attention, you just start noticing more and more of that. You know, the brain is always listening. So if the brain gets the command of, okay, well, I'm going to practice appreciating my woman here. I'm going to practice this on a daily, on a regular basis. I'm going to see the little things that normally I just sort of take for granted. It's like in the same shit, different day. No, it's like every moment is unique and special, and I'm going to notice. Your brain is listening, so it goes, ah, okay, so every time I look and witness and I'm in the presence of this woman, of my wife, I've got to look out for details of how she's showing up in silence, in her beingness, in what she's saying and what she's wearing and what she's doing around the home, in life, what's she doing creatively in the world. I've got to appreciate that. it becomes easier and easier. When you do that, I mean, you become a one in a billion type of man. Because I can tell you, like in my own life, and the more and more, you know, I'm coaching guys, when I go into deep coaching conversations with men, you know, like high achieving guys around the world, it's cross cultural. I would say it's like the vast majority, if not all men, struggle with this. Some, quite a few, it's like, God, it's almost like they get embarrassed. And the point in this podcast is never to feel embarrassed. It's actually, without becoming aware, I mean, you can't show up consciously without awareness. And yeah, it can be a little bit of a energetic slap in the cheek. It's a wake-up call. But I encourage you, it's like, I'm always coming from ferocious love and acceptance of you, of where you're at. Why? Because fuck, when all hell broke loose in my marriage, you know, several years ago, where I wasn't showing up, and fuck me, I was like, a lack of appreciation was rampant in my life. I did a mild version of it, I thought I was doing, but I wasn't really doing it. I actually fucking really was not doing it at all. Anywhere near the level of where my woman could feel the authentic truth coming through me. And like what I call embodied appreciation. I did like a version of mental appreciation, but it's sort of like I did an episode there. Yeah, it was last week's episode where I was talking about the King's Kiss, where it's like you can do a peck in the cheek. You know, like a quick peck in the cheek, peck in the lips and out the door. That's not a fucking kiss. That's not a kiss that lights up the feminine. And you can do appreciation the same way. And this is, I'm calling out the sort of Mr. Nice Guy syndrome that like tons of guys... it's like almost like there's an epidemic of it in modern men in relationship where, you know, say, oh, I appreciate her. But like you say a thing, but you say it mentally. She doesn't feel you. She doesn't feel it from your voice. That every single cell in your body and your nervous system is like just witnessing her. You're moved to the depths of your being in that moment. Like it's like you're appreciating that little thing. But that little thing, it's clear from how you're saying, how you're reflecting back. It's no fucking little thing to you. You really see how special and unique and amazing she is in that moment. It's like you're just after taking a snapshot of fucking divine heaven in that moment. That's embodied appreciation of your woman. That said, if a part of you, and it's okay, if a part of you is like, wow, you know, it's like just listening to this, like it's an intense wake-up call where you haven't even come close to appreciating her. Maybe you haven't appreciated her in years. Whatever little steps you take are deeply meaningful. I'm just saying, wherever you are, up your fucking game. You know, the masculine grows by challenge. There's no point listening to this podcast if you're just like, you know, you just want a bit of company to on your jog, on your commute to work, and you're just listening passively. It's like, oh, it's interesting. Yeah, listen to this guy. And you just be onto whatever the next podcast is, and you listen, you listen, you listen, but like, you're not engaging. I'm like, raise your fucking game. Why? Because you deserve it. When you raise your game in relationship, you know, if you're listening in, and I know some guys listen in, they're wily old foxes, the wise old owls that listen in, and they're not married. Some guys have reached out and go, man, I fucking just came upon it, like you're focusing a lot on marriage, but I love it anyway. It brings a lot in relationship. Like I honor you listening in, but you know, if the more and more I'm speaking to married guys and husbands out there, I mean, raise your fucking game. It's good. Raise your game makes your life easier. I mean, if you're one of the guys, and more guys that are listening are married, are husbands, your wife is such a part of that. I mean, predominantly, it can be unique lifestyles in modern life, but predominantly, you know, you go to bed together, you wake up together. Lots of times you'll have dinners together. I mean, if you have kids together, you go on holidays together. Like, I mean, you know it. Like, I mean, statistically, the amount of time outside of work, the amount of time, emotional time and psychological imprints and memories and the meaning that is imbued into your life, I mean, it's a massive part of it. So if you don't, if you're afraid or if you're challenged, if you're like, hey, fuck you, you know, who are you, Mr. Podcaster, Mark Usher, who the fuck do you think you are to challenge me to raise my standards? Well, fucking find a different podcast. There's plenty of mild shit out there where, you know, maybe you'll find better company with mediocre guys that are like, you know, they don't want to be challenged. Fucking find a different podcast. Find a different, you know, like, unsubscribe. Don't fucking come back. And like, if you find insult in that, guys, you're going to be finding insult with fucking everything that your woman brings you. This is like, I want a podcast here, like the essence here is like, get comfortable with being challenged to raise your standards, because your woman fucking wants a man. She doesn't want perfection, she wants progress and presence. Appreciation is such a potent tool and habit to bring to the table. The implementation of that, I call it the be the husband she brags about implementation. It's like, just get out of your exquisitely interesting, mentally masturbating mind. And I've got that part in me that just like is problem solving. And you know, it's always just gets into the mental complexity and engaging mentally with life. Get out of that. When your woman is present, I'd say as a way of life every time, be like, just have some part of your mind aware, just aware, just be aware, witness her, see her, listen to her. And what are the little bits that just get missed out upon? You know, how she, I don't know, it's like how she looks when she dresses up. What is it that when she's speaking about, you know, she's speaking or dealing with your kids, what are the things you appreciate about how she shows up as a mother? What is there, are the things that, you know, how does she take care of you in ways, those little things, things she says to you, the you know, moments where, you know, it's like it's small, but like she does it repeatedly. So you sort of, it's not that nice. Oh, you're just, it's the first time you've received that compliment or acknowledgement from her or that thing or that, you know, she makes you a cup of coffee in the afternoon on a Saturday. Like these things that just become habitual. But because they become habitual, the mind just like, it's hedonic adaptation. It's when it's like, oh, same shit, different day. It's like, oh, she gave me my coffee. Thanks, honey. It's like, you say thanks, but like, have you really appreciated the, like, the unique gift? All of these beautiful things, how she takes care of herself when she, you know, she does her yoga, she goes for her walk, she goes to the gym, and like, do you appreciate that effort she makes on a consistent basis to look her best, to feel healthy, to be vibrant? Stuff, appreciations of what she does in bed, what she brings to the relationship, all that, and like, 10 million other things that are going to be unique for your woman, how she shows up in your life. The implementation is, start looking for that. Get excited, look for it, hunt it down, and get it as a habitual part of your being, a way of life. And it will be off the fucking charts what your woman will feel when you are the one in a million, one in a billion type guy that just is like a river of appreciation, where she feels safe, she feels honored by you, she feels appreciated, hence as part of the thing. But like, as you appreciate her, her value, her self-esteem, her value, how she's valued, then she starts bringing on her full gift, is what her sexual yearning of her openness. The safer she feels and the more appreciated, the more heat, the more passion, the more she wants you, the more she looks to your leadership, the more she honors your masculine core. I mean, it's a magical upward spiral. Or you can just lament what she doesn't bring to you. You can lament what life is not putting on your plate. And you can live out a mediocre existence unhappily ever after. It's your choice. The challenge is there. Up your standards in what you're bringing to relationship. If you're not appreciating, you definitely need to up your standards of appreciation to practice. It's one of the highest leverage things. If you want to have an easy, fulfilling, amazing marriage and sexual passionate connection with your woman, bring on the appreciation. It's as simple as that. The choice is yours. For today, we're good. I'm complete. Whatever remains unsaid from today's conversation with you powerful, amazing kings around the world will be said another time when it will serve perfectly in that moment. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. With deep bows and brotherly love, have a beautiful kingly day.
Thank you for listening to the Kings of Freedom podcast. To receive no BS proven strategies to unlock limitless levels of peace, power, and purpose as you lead your family and create your have-it-all life, sign up now to the Kings of Freedom email list. Find the link in the podcast episode description or at www.kingsoffreedom.me.